Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll begin right at the bottom of Chof Beis Amud Beis, the last line. We're holding in the machlokes whether Hanocha is a mitzvah or Hadlaka is a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Hanukkah, is it the lighting of the neiros? Is it the lighting of the neiros that is the ker mitzvah or the placing down its place? If it's Hadlaka is a mitzvah, then if the Hadlaka was done through a cher shayt of a katan, even though the Hanocha was placed by a Godel Bar Das, you're not Yoisa, because if Hadlaka is a mitzvah, the Hadlaka was done by someone who's not a Bar Chiyuva. If Hanocha is a mitzvah, then it doesn't matter. As long as the Hanocha was done by a Bar Das, Bar Chiyuva, then you're Yoisa. On the other hand, if Hanocha is a mitzvah, even if the Hadlaka was done by a Bar Das, but if the Hanocha was not, then you're not Yoitza, because if Hanocha is a mitzvah, then the mitzvah has to be done by a Bar Chiyuva. So let's bring a ride from the following. Tashma da Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Ashoshis. If you have a glass lantern, Shahaisa de Lekas Varelechas Kolayam Kulam, it was burning the entire Shabbos. The Motzei Shabbos comes Motzei Shabbos. What do you have to do? Mechaba, you have to extinguish it, Umadlika, and ignite it. Now, I Amrat Bishlam Hadloka is a mitzvah Shabbos. If you say Hadlaka is a mitzvah, that's fine. You have to do a Hadlaka on Motzei Shabbos for that night of Hanukkah. You have to extinguish the flame that was burning from before and relight it. But Eli Amrat Hanocha is a mitzvah. But if you say that Hanocha is a mitzvah, Hai Mechaba Umadlika, it should be not sufficient. It should be not enough just to extinguish it and relight it. Mechaba Umagbia. You would have to do a Hanocha. So that would mean that you should also have to extinguish it and pick it up. And you should have to then pick it up, relight it, and put it down, because you have to do a Hanocha. It should say that you have to do a Hanocha as well. So doesn't that show you that the Hadlaka is a mitzvah, not the Hanocha? Fractasis. If Hanocha is a mitzvah, why isn't it a kasha? If it's Hanocha is a mitzvah, why do we even have to extinguish it and relight it? If Hanocha is a mitzvah, then it should be enough just to put it in place. Tesis answers, we're talking in a case where it was originally lit for Shabbos, and since they were near Shabbos, it was not even lit for Hanukkah, and therefore we say over there in such a case that it's even worse. It's worse than a cher shayt of a katan lighting it, because there's no heker at all that this is for Hanukkah. A cher shayt of a katan lighted it, at least, if Hanocha is a mitzvah, there's a heker that it's for Hanukkah. Now, Rashi does not learn that way. Rashi says, Doileke should lick the mitzvah's Hanukkah bear Shabbos. He says it was lit for Hanukkah. However, the Mefarshim explain in Rashi, nevertheless, since it was lit from before Shabbos, Even if he lit it for Hanukkah, but the Raya, someone who sees it and sees that it's a flame that was burning through the entire Shabbos, also nevertheless will say that it was Litzorcha and was not done for the mitzvah of Hanukkah, so there's no presumi nisa, so it has to be relit, it has to be extinguished and relit. However, Al Kolponim, you see from this Braisa that it doesn't say you have to pick it up and put it down. So that seems to indicate clearly that it's not Hanocha is a mitzvah, it's Hadlaka. Void, Zakti Gemor Void, Midakom Varchina. I'll bring you another raya that it's the Hadlaka that's a mitzvah, because the Nusach of the Bracha, what we make on the Bracha is Ashek Yedishon, with Mitzvah of Sivano, Lahadlik, Ner Shel Chanukah. The mitzvah is Lahadlik, it's Hadlaka, Shema Mina, Hadlaka is a mitzvah, Shema Mina. That shows you clearly that the mitzvah is Hadlaka. The hashta damina Hadlaka is a mitzvah. So therefore, now that we've proven that Hadlaka is a mitzvah, hidlika cherishayt v'katan loyasav loklum. If a cherishayt v'katan lighted, loyasav loklum, because they're not a bar chayuva, and they cannot be mitzvah with the mitzvah. But isha vare madlika. But an isha, if she does light it, and she lights it for her husband, or if she's living alone and she lights it for herself, she's oitza. Damar Yishu ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos ben Ner Chanukah, Shav Hein Hoyu Bois HaNeis. Noshim are Chayavos Ner Chanukah, because they were saved, they were part of the Neis, was applicable to them, and it's brought down to reasons, because original exer of the Yavonim were on the Kalas, the Nashim Psulois, Libo Lehegman, so the Nes saved them from that terrible decree. And also, the Nes of Hanukkah was in part brought about through a woman, through Yehudis. So therefore, they are involved in the Nes, they are considered Mechuyavis, even though it's a mitzvah seseh shazman grama. And even though we say, as Taisim Psachim says, that women, even by mitzvahs derabbanan, we say that mitzvahs eseh shazman grama, even by mitzvahs eseh derabbanan, nashim are paturos, but here the chayav is shavein hayu b'hois hanes. Taisa says that we see from here clearly that hadlaka eisa mitzvah, that it's hadlaka eisa mitzvah, therefore me'ikra din, it should be mutter lahadlik miner l'ner, to light one ner Hanukkah from another. However, Taisa says that the oilam is noig to be machmir on this and not to light him in ner l'ner. Amar of Sheshes, so Sheshes is achsa noi, a person who's a guest, chayav b'ner Hanukkah, even though he's not in his home, he's still chayav b'ner Hanukkah. Amar of Zera Meresh, k'avina b'rav, he says originally when he was not at home and he was there, and he was away from home, he was Bei Rav, Mishnat Fana Bepritik, Baharish Bez Beza, when he was, and it's with his host, he was away from home, and he was learning what, and his host, he used to give a pruta, be Mishnat with him, and pay a pruta to be a, have a share of the Ner Chanukah, of the oil of the Chanukah, and therefore he could be Mekayim the Nes. But Basar the Nesiv, after he got married, Basar the Nesiv Yitzchak got married to his wife, Amina, he said, now I don't have to be mishtatef with the host to come at Liki Alai Begal Besoi, because my wife is lighting it for me. She is lighting it for me, therefore I don't have to be mishtatef. I can be yaitse with her hadlokas. As we mentioned before, that Noshim Rechayovas, Shafin Hoyu Baisanes. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even though we say Noshim Rechayovas, so that would mean if she's living alone, she has no one to light for her, she has to light, she could be moisi her husband, as we see over here. However, if she is together with the family and her husband is lighting, even the mahadrin min mahadrin, that we say that each one lights for their own, they're not obligated to light their own menorah. They're not obligated to do it. All of the oil is good, any type of oil that we have is good for the ner, this type of, to light the candles, but v'shemen zayis min ha-mufchar. But the best to use for ner Chanukah is shemen zayis is min ha-mufchar. That's the best one. Amar Abayi Meresh, hava mahadar mara mishcha d'shumshim. He says initially he would look after to use to get oil from sesame seed. He thought that was preferred for ner Chanukah. Why? Because it burns longer. It doesn't extinguish so soon, so it'll be more assured of lighting for the requisite time. Amar hai mashach nur tzvei. It draws the oil better, and therefore it won't go out. But came into Shomalei Lahad Rishu ben Levi. But now that I heard what Rishu ben Levi said, that for Ner Chanukah it's Shemen Zayis, Mahadra Amishkud Zaysa. I searched for olive oil, shemen zayis. Omar, hi, it's all on hur tzvei. It's preferred because it has a brighter, clearer, brighter light. So therefore, as far as the nes is concerned, for that it's preferred to have shemen zayis. Taisa said that this discussion over here only relates to Ner Chanukah. And it relates to Ner Chanukah, where the, it's better to have the light that is draws better, lasts longer, or it's clear. But Taisa said for Ner Shabbos, it's pashut that Shemen Zayis is min ha-mufchar, because the main criteria for the oils on Shabbos is that it should not flicker and it should not go out. So over there, Shemen Zayis min ha-mufchar, because it's drawn after the wick, it's drawn better, and therefore we don't have that concern. The primary concern on Shabbos is that it should not flicker and go out. Baiter in the Gemara, V'omer Rishu ben Levi. Another member of Rishu ben Levi is called Hashman Miyavon L'Dioi. All of the oil is good for making ink. So Rashi explains the way they used the blackness for the ink. Part of the process was they burnt oil, so they had a flame going, there was smoke, and they put a glass container there to collect the smoke, and it would have, therefore, it would turn dark and with soot, and it would have the darkness of the soot on the glass container. They would scrape it off, mix it with oil, and dry it in the sun, and then they would mix it into the ingredients with the ink and it would give the black color. So there was oil in two parts of the process. One was to create the smoke, the ishun, where they burnt the flame. And the second was when they scraped the soot, they mixed it with oil. So he said, all of the oil is yofel adyoi, but shemen zayis min amufchar. Olive oil is the best. So yiboilehu, at what part of the process is olive oil the best? Yiboil legabel ulashen. Is it legabel to mix the soot with the oil, or is it laashen is to create the smoke, to burn the flame, to create the smoke to begin with? Tashma de tanur shmul bar zutrin. He says, kol hashmanim yofel adyoi, v'shemen zayis min amufchar, bein legabel, bein laashen, both parts of the process, the gibel and the ishan. Another version is Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, not Zutri, but Zutro, he said, Masne hachi kol ha'ashonim, all those that are used to make smoke, yafen l'joy, v'shem zayis min amufchar. According to this version, it's not the gibel, it's only the ishan. Amravuna kol ha'srofin yafen l'joy, he said something else, he said, all of the srofin, the gum, Rashi says it's gum, Tosis says it's the resin, it's the sap. All of this is also used in the process of making ink. This type of that grows wild in the forest is better, is the blackthorn gum is the best one. If you're madlik, you light the candles, you have to make a bracha. He says, even if you see the Neres Chanukah, what are we talking about? We're talking about a person who has not yet lit the Chanukah candles, and he is not anticipating that he will. For instance, he's traveling, and he is no one at home to light for him. That actually is a machloikis in the poiskim, if we're talking where there is no one to light for him or not, if his wife is lighting for him or not. However, it's certainly if he has no one to light for him, and he's not going to light that night, and he sees Neres Hanukkah, he also is mevarch, makes brachas. Amar Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon HaRoya, the first night of Hanukkah, the one who merely sees the Neres Chanukah. He's not lighting, he's just Roya Mevarach Beis. He makes two brachas. Umadlik, the one who lights the Chanukah licht on the first night, Mevarach Gimel, he makes three brachas. Mikan Ve'elech, after the first night, Madlik Mevarach Shtayim, the one who lights it, he makes two brachas. V'haroya V'roya, and the one who sees it, Mevarach Achas. May Memay. So we're reducing it. After the first night, there's one less bracha. The madlik, the first night, is three, it goes down to two. The roya, the first night, is two, it goes down to one. Which one is the one that's eliminated after the first night? Ma'im ma'id, ma'id zman. We eliminate the shechiyanu, the zman. V'nimit nes, why don't we eliminate the al hanisim? We've said already, the first night, al hanisim, why don't we eliminate that one? No, the Gemara says no. Nes, kol yamis. The nes, every night of Hanukkah was a nes. It lasted eight nights. It should have lasted only one. And there's different terutzim why the first night is considered a nes. One teretz is mentioned. Popular teretz is that only 1/8 of the oil was used each night and it burned for the entire night. Al kopanim, every night of Hanukkah was a nes. So you say al nisim all eight nights of Hanukkah. But this man came upon, it comes the first night and it's already arrived. So after the first night, we eliminate the Shechiyanu. My Mevorach, what is the Nusach of the Brachas that we make? My Mevorach, Mevorach HaShek Yerushanu B'mitzvayis HaVizivonu Lahatling Ner Shel Chanukah, that we were commanded to light the Neres of Chanukah. Frag the Gemara V'Echan Sivon, where were we commanded? This is a mitzvah derabbanan. It's a mitzvah zasei derabbanan. It's not from the Torah, so where were we commanded? Rav Avi Amar Milay Saser, we are commanded in the Torah, we have a tzivu in the Torah to listen to the Chachamim. So Chazal and Resakin, there's Chanukah, it's for tzivonu. Rav Nechemi Amar Shalavich, Havi Agiyad Chazakeinech, Havi Yoyim Reloch. It's a different mekor that we are mechuyiv to listen to the Chazal, to the Zakenim. Masiv Rav Amram, you're telling me that you make a bracha on a mitzvah de Rabbonon. We learned that the Ma'ai person buys his produce from an Amartz. So Chacham Rogozer, that since it's uncertain whether the Amoraitz was mafresh properly the Maestres, that's the Mai, you have to now, we have to be Machmer, and you have to be mafresh the Maestres. So he says, Demai, Ma'arvim boy, you can use it for an Erev, either Eruv HaChatzeres or even Tchumim, you can use it for an Erev. It has to be edible, and here in its current state, it's not edible because you have to be mafresh the Maestres, but the Morris Boy speaks out that it's possible to eat it. If a person is mafker nechosim, he makes all his, when he owns hefker, and he's considered an oni is mutar demai chazal, we're not machmir on a poor person, someone is classified as an oni. He is, if he's classified oni, he's mutar with demai. So theoretically, anybody could eat demai if he makes himself into an oni, if he's machmir nechosif. Umishtapten boy, and you can use it for shituv mavois, for a mavoi. In order to carry the mavoi, you need something similar to what is a ruva chaser, so you need a shituv mavois. Umavorach alav, and you make a bracha. You make a bracha on it. Umazamin alav, and you're mazamin alav. Umavorach alav, so you make a maitzi, and if you eat it, and you make a zeman, if you bench, you make a zeman, you can mazamin with it. It's edible food, right? Under certain circumstances, you make the bracha. Mafrishanois orum. And you could theoretically be mafresh the maestres, even though he's not clothed. And you can do that on the Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos. On the Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos, they were not goyzer the Isser of Hafrosh. Now, the Amrit called me the Rabbanan by Barucha, if you're telling me that where the Rabbanan or Machayev something, you have to make a Barucha like we're saying by Ner Hanukkah. Now, here we're saying that you're mafresh the Demai, the Maestres from the Demai. That's a Chiv de Rabbanan. Well, if it's a Chiv de Rabbanan, and you're telling me by the Chiv de Rabbanan you have to make a bracha, should mean that if he's mafresh, he has to make a bracha. But how can he make the bracha if he's Aram, if he's not clothed? So, Halcha ki koy Aram, hecha mevorach. How can you make the bracha? V'abihin v'ayim machanecha kodesh aleka. You have to have kedusha in your machna, and therefore you cannot make brachas if a person is not clothed. So, doesn't that show you that you do not make a bracha on the chiyuv de rabbanan? We're saying by Ner Chanukah you make a bracha at Sivano. Even though it's only the rabbanan, you make a bracha. Here there's a chiyuv to be mafresh maestres from Demai, and apparently you don't make a bracha. Amar Abaye by answers, Vad I did the brain bracha boy bracha. Yes, by Chanukah you make a bracha. That's a vare de Chazal mesakin it in terms of a certainty. It's not on account of a suffix. But suffix, the divrei loy boy bracha, but something that comes about only because of a suffix, by demai, it's only because we're uncertain whether the amaretz was mafresh the maestres. It was not instituted as a vade. It's only on account of a suffix. Under those circumstances, Chazal were not mesakin a bracha. Frank, the gemara v'ayantav sheni, the suffix divrei loy bracha, ayantav sheni, was instituted by Chazal as a sofek, because it was uncertain at the time in Golos when Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh. So we're not sure which of the days of the Yontav really, is it really the day of Yontav or not? So it's on account of a sofek that we keep 2 days of Yontav in Golos. It was instituted as a result of a sofek, and nevertheless, we make Kiddush on Yontav Sheni, we make a bracha on Yontav Sheni. That's only because if you didn't, it would be a zilzul in Yontav Sheni. People would treat it and would treat it without the proper severity, you know, without the proper cover. They'd say, oh, you don't make a bracha on it. Must be that it's not that important. So to uphold the chumrah of it and the cover of it, they institute a bracha in that case as well. But otherwise, on a safek, the rabban, a safek, that Rabbanu was asking something on account of a safek, they did not institute a brocha as opposed to Hanukkah. Rav Amar, he says, it's not even a safek. Rav Amar, it's ma'asrim hein, really me'ikr din. You could rely that the Amaretz was mafish the maestres, because Rav Amaretz do take maestres. It's only a mi'at, so it's only a chumra the Rabbanu, it's not even a safek. So they were not misakin a brocha. If you have a chaser, that there's a house that has two doorways. They have to light neiros on each of the openings, because people might not realize that it's only one inhabitant over there. They might think that it's divided. Inside, it's divided into two apartments. They might think that there's two dwellers over there, and there might be chayshed that one of the residents is not being madlik near Hanukkah. So to avoid that, each doorway has to have a neiros.
However, this is only mentioned lomer al mishtei ruches.
That's only if there's an entranceway on separate sides. Like, for instance, you have the building here, and there's a doorway here, and there's a doorway here. They're on different sides. That's only if they're on avol meruchachas loitzarech. But if it's on the same side, if you have two openings on the same side, then it's not needed. If the reason that you have to light in each doorway is so people shouldn't suspect that there's no candles being lit, so chashad deman. Who are we concerned that might have a chashad, might suspect? If it's people from outside the city, if it's on the same side, then they should also have to light, because they might think it's subdivided inside and there's two different residents and one is not lighting. And if it's from the people who live in the city, if it's on two different sides, it should not be required, because the people in the city know who the residents are and they know that there's only one resident, so there'll be no suspicion. Really, what we're concerned about is chashad of the people in the city. People outside the city, we're not concerned with that. One of the reasons given is because people don't normally travel at night, or perhaps the reason is because they really don't know what the situation is and they would not consider themselves to be familiar enough to really arouse suspicion of what's going on in this city over there, who lives where. But we are chayshed is because of chashad of bei mas. So why are we concerned? The people in the city know that there's only one resident in that house. So there's no concern that they might think it's subdivided and there's two residents. No, that's not the reason. Why is there a concern of chashad? Because v'zimne de mechulei b'hai v'loi chalf b'hai. Sometimes they regularly pass on only one side and not the other side. They only take one route. And they might think, well, just like they pass by this way, they see that there's no nearest over here. And they might think, well, just like he's not lighting over here, he's not lighting over here either. So it's not because they'll think that they're two residents. It's because sometimes people in the city take one route. They know there's one resident, but they see in this doorway there's no Ner Chanukah. They'll figure, oh, he doesn't light here. He doesn't light here either. And it'll come to day chashad. That's why it has to be lit in both Pesachim.